Hello and welcome to the Heal It Show. This is your host, Kim D. Foster. You know, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be able to breathe in the air, feel the sunshine or the rain or the fog or the smog or whatever you're feeling. It really doesn't matter, or whatever you're experiencing, I should say. It is a good day to be alive. But you know, sometimes it doesn't feel that way, right? Sometimes we get stuck. We get stuck from some of our past wounds, our hurts, our traumas, our dramas, things that have just gone on in life. And you know what I've found over the years is that a lot of people that I come across are empathic. They're empaths. They don't know it, but they're empathic. So what is that? Well, empaths can feel other people. They can feel energy. They can feel environments. They have this really amazing knack. They can walk into a room and all of a sudden they know somebody's angry or somebody's happy. They can feel it. And that's a good thing. Sometimes they can feel somebody's mood almost, you know, across the room. They can tune in and feel it. It's a wonderful thing, except that sometimes if you don't know how to manage that, then you take on everybody's stuff. Anybody relate to that? You take on things that you shouldn't take on. And that creates drama in your life. Sometimes it creates traumas. Sometimes you know, what happens is it clouds your thinking because you're not thinking clearly. So we're going to tap a little bit on that today. Plus I've got an expert on my show today, and she's an expert in, she's got a powerful story, first of all. Her story about healing is profound. And so we're going to take you on a journey of her story, and I'm sure a lot of you are going to relate to it and be able to tap into some of her wisdom, some of her understandings that she got by going through her challenge and be able to apply it directly into your life. So if this sounds interesting to you, stay tuned because I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll come right back and I'm going to have my guest. Welcome back from the break, everybody. My name is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host, as you probably know. Today, my guest is Martha Cartui. Martha Cartui. And Martha, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have this interview. What a story you have. I can hardly wait to get into it. But before we get into your story, let me tell some of my audience that don't know you a little bit about you. She's a highly accomplished certified life coach, as well as a respected spiritual mentor and life visionary coach. She's the owner of PIC Wellness LLC with a remarkable personal journey, which you're about to hear. And as a survivor of a religious cult, Martha has fearlessly navigated her own uncharted healing journey and transformed her trauma into triumph. Through her own healing and growth, she has discovered a deep passion for empowering others to do the same and has created the Trauma Recovery Coaching Program, Going All In. You know, we named the show, Heal It by Going All In today. And we have to go all in to heal our traumas and our dramas. Is that accurate?
Accurate. Or else it's just surface level, right? I talk about this a lot with clients. Like, we can lose weight, we can get a makeover, we can do all these things to make our outer appearance different. But if we don't heal what's inside, nothing really changes.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, for years I thought it was my clothes and my car. I would, because I felt so bad inside, I would always dress to the max, have the best cars, and I put on airs all the time. You know, you can only do that for so long. And then what happens is you start to, at least I started to self-medicate because that stuff didn't work for me. I bet a lot of people do that. Well, let's talk about your story. You're a survivor of a religious cult. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was born into a religious cult and I spent my first 25 years in that cult. I escaped at age 25 from the compound and wanted to start life over, wanted to just forget everything that happened to me during the years of my stay in the cult. I experienced severe trauma, sexual, physical, mental, emotional, verbal, all of it. I experienced in that first 25 years. But after my escape, I just wanted to forget about it. I wanted to act like it never happened. And I just wanted to start a new life. But unfortunately, trauma follows you anywhere you go. And so the more that I tried to run from it, the faster it ran after me. And eventually my new life started crumbling and I had to face my trauma.
You know, what are for me, the symptoms of past trauma and not healing, it was, you know, I self-medicated. You know, I was trying, you know, and of course, you know, self-medicated with alcohol, with drugs, with shopping, with eating, with partying, you know, anything. So I wasn't feeling what I needed to feel. How about you? What happened to you?
So I definitely went through a numbing period. And during my numbing period, I self-medicated. I self-medicated on sex. I self-medicated on drinking alcohol. I self-medicated with food. I self-medicated with all things unhealthy, right? And eventually it took a toll on my physical body. And my physical body is actually what got my attention. And I started visiting these specialists, trying to figure out what was going on with my physical body. And I was given this long list of diagnosis that I had PTSD, I had fibromyalgia, I had chronic migraines, I had back and neck pain, and on and on and on, like a litany of different diagnoses I received. But what I realized after many years was that was actually just a physical manifestation of an internal problem. The internal problem was that I had been running from my trauma for all of these years, and I eventually had to face it.
You're talking something really important here. A physical manifestation from an internal problem. Now, I know that a lot of people out there, they've got back pain, they've got neck pain, they've got fibromyalgia, they've got all these things. And not all of them, but a very big percentage of those folks are on pain medications. They're on drugs. They're on, you know, prescribed medication. And they're like, well, the doctor said this is what I need to treat it. Well, they're treating your symptoms. They're not treating your cause. And what we're talking about is the cause, getting to the cause of these things so that you can actually heal physically. You know, it's hard for people to put that link together. Well, listen, my back hurts and I've gone pain medication and there, you know, why would I relate that to something that happened in my childhood or 10 years ago or 5 years ago? How do we get people to relate to that?
So for me, it was the aha moment that I received in a continuing education class. So I'm a trained therapeutic massage therapist, and I was in a continuing education class for somatics. And during that continuing education class, we learned that trauma is stored on a cellular level. And for me, that was like the biggest aha moment was like, whoa, everything's connected. So if my trauma is connected to my back pain and my headaches and my migraines and my fibromyalgia and my being overweight and my GI issues, what else is connected? And so that was the moment for me where I drew the conclusion of everything being connected. Before then, I was being bounced around the healthcare system from specialist to specialist, and they were doing just what you're talking about. They were giving me medication for this. They were doing a scope for this. They were doing shots for this. And I was just being bounced around. Nobody ever took the time to look at me in the full picture and say, this is a traumatized little girl that's been running for her life, her entire life. And I had to put that together when I then took that class.
So if you're listening to this and you have symptoms, you have a chronic, whatever it is, it's been going on in your body for a while. I found over the years, and I've talked to a lot of MDs and a lot of practitioners over the years, many, probably 100 of them by now, that if you have something going on, most likely you can heal it. That's the first step, okay? Most likely. Now, there are cases that you can't, but if you think you can't heal anything, get Anita Morjani's book. I don't remember the name of it, but Anita Morjani, Morjani. It's a weird spelling. That's probably not right, but she healed herself from her body was shutting down at cancer. She went into the light and came out. And within 30 days, she was completely healed. Now, that was a miraculous healing. I'm not talking about that right now. What I'm really talking about, though, is that you taking full responsibility for what's going on. I think that's what Martha did. And that's what I did. At one point, I just had to go, enough is enough. I'm not going to live in this pain. I'm not going to live in this misery. I'm not going to be sad all the time. I'm not going to feel this like I'm crippled half the time. I'm just not going to do it. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So how about you? So where do we take people from here, Martha?
So I think the takeaway here is that you have to become an active participant in your own healing. So I had to take the reins, and because I wasn't getting the help that I needed from the healthcare system, because they were all just looking at me from their scope of practice. And so all the medication, a pill wasn't going to solve the problems that were inside of me from that I'd been running from with all the trauma that had been piled up on me that first 25 years. So I had to take my healing on personally. And for me, that became being an advocate for my own healing. I had to start researching things that would heal, you know, internal traumas. How do I get to a cellular level? How do I find that healing? And I had to start paying out of pocket for lots of different modalities that insurances don't cover. But those were the ones that helped me. Those were the ones that kept me from these chronic back pain and chronic migraines not being a death sentence, right? Because when I was told that I would always have headaches, that I would always have neck and back pain, like that felt like a death sentence to me. And when I started doing this internal work and going inward and started healing those traumas and started coming out and realizing that by me healing internally, my physical body was becoming less chronic. I was having less episodes. I was feeling better. And so for me, it's that realizing it was so all connected, but I had to become a participant in my own healing.
I love that. Okay, listen, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to pick the right doctor, and we're going to take a deeper dive into Martha's work and what you can do now to heal yourself. Also, she's got a new book out. We're going to talk about that. So I'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back to the Heal It Show. I'll be right back with my guest, Martha, in just one second. I want to let you know, my audience know, that I have two new co-hosts that are going to be on the Heal It Show. Their names are Dr. Rupa Chari. She's an MD. She's a naturopathic doctor, and her brother, their sister and brother team, and Deepak Chari. Deepak is a body expert. He knows how to get to the root causes of the mind. So you're going to want to tune into their first shows coming up in September. And I can hardly wait to have them here working with our team here at the Heal It Show. All right, back to my guest, Martha Kartui. And Martha, before I told the audience I'd let them know how to pick the right doctor, let me tell them that real quick. So I had a fellow on my show not too long ago. His name was Arnold Garan. Arno Garan. And Arno had chronic issues for many years. And finally, the light turned on with him. He went to the doctor one day and he asked this one question. This is the question you need to ask your practitioners. Do you know how to heal my back, my neck, my chronic pain? Do you know how to heal it? When the doctors told him, we don't know how, you're going to live it like you just said, you're going to have to live this with forever, the light bulb went on for him. Oh, this is an amazing, wonderful doctor, but he doesn't know how to heal me. So he went on the quest to find the ones that could actually heal him. That's what we're talking about today. And you don't have to wait any longer with this chronic pain or suffering that you're going through. There are solutions if you're willing to really change your mind about things. What do you say to that, Martha?
I love it. I love it. You know, doctors are just people, and not all doctors know all things, right? So for me, I don't hold anything responsible to any of the doctors that I saw for not healing me, because my everything that was going on with me was different than anybody else they had seen, right? We are all such individualized creatures that one size does not fit all in healthcare. So I had to do what I needed to do for my own healing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big point there. Yeah. And I think you said it earlier like this, you know, doctors have their own path, they have a set of eyes that they've been trained in their specific field to look at. And you know, if you fit within their realm, you know, they can really help you. But if you're something outside of that, then you need to take responsibility, like Martha's saying here. You know, one of the things that I loved when I was reading your bio and reading about you was that you said that we need to re-identify with our higher self. Let's talk a little bit about that. What does that mean? And then I want to get into your book a little bit.
Yeah. So re-identifying with your higher self, for me, this was the most pivotal piece to my own healing and to my own journey. And it really did change the trajectory of my life. And what I mean by re-identifying with my higher self is that I had to peel away all the identities that had been inflicted upon me from the cult, from my parents, from the outside, from public schooling. I had to peel away all of those identities. You know, whether it was dyslexia or whether it was the names that cult man called me, or whether it was being fat or being dumb or being whatever it was, I had to peel away all these identities, and I had to get back to the core of who I was and who God created me to be. Who does God say that I am? And so I had to re-identify with that part of Martha. And then I had somewhere to grow from, somewhere to develop from. But if I didn't get back to the essence of who I was created to be, I would then carry around that baggage forever. But I had to let it go, and I had to dig deep, and I had to figure out, no, who is Martha? Who is Martha with all the things that were that I was told I was, right? And that's what it means to re-identify.
Boy, that's powerful. And, you know, I'm thinking about, yeah, you might have to let go of nicknames. Yeah, all those identities, you're fat, you're skinny, you're too big, you're too small, you're not smart enough, you'll never learn. You know, all those things that people have maybe shared with you over the years. And Martha, what's your process to help people let go of some of those things? All of those things.
So for me, I'm always very upfront about this. For me, this was a very arduous process. This was a journey for me because I didn't have the tools in place. I had to pick and choose the tools, right? I did EMDR. I did cranial sacral therapy. I did hypnotherapy. I did Reiki. I did spiritual healing. I did all of these different things to put into my tool belt. Now, when I teach it, I don't have to go finding all the tools. Now I've got the tool belt, and I'm able to present it in a much different way. And in my book, I talk about the 8 tools that I used in order to re-identify with myself. And that's the going all in principles. And so those are the principles that I teach now in order to help you re-identify with yourself, re-identify with your purpose, your passion, your place in life, where you want to go. How do you get there? All of those things, also while healing from the things that may have happened to you in your
past.
Let's
talk about your book. It's on the screen right now. Glory Going All In. I love the title. I love the picture of this book, Glory Going All In. By the way, just let people know up front, you can get this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. So Glory Going All In. Tell me, what are people going to walk away with from this book?
They're going to understand that it's a journey. So yes, I survived a dangerous religious cult, but it's what I'm doing with this second half of my life that's most important. And, you know, the traumas that I experienced, although many of them could have killed me, I'm a strong individual with a purpose and a passion and a mission. And I want others to feel less alone in their own survival story, right? It doesn't have to be a cult. It can be a divorce. It can be, you know, abandonment issues, whatever it is that you have experienced and you have been traumatized by or experienced pain around, there is help. You are not alone. Somebody will, identify with your story, but it takes having the courage to step into it so that you can step out of it. Or else you just keep on that roller coaster of the emotion of this is my story. This is my story. Nobody's going to understand it. Nobody's going to understand it. Right. You have to step in order
and,
to step out.
Here's this is interesting. I'm going to have to take a break in a minute, but I'm just thinking myself. I went, one of the things you're really good at is helping people revision their future. Right. So I'm looking at your book and I'm thinking my journey, and I went from, my identity was I'm not smart. I can't spell. I can't write, to starting to write my first book. Okay. I'll claim I'm a writer. And then I became an author, and then I became a best-selling author, and then I became a TV show producer, and my next step is probably film producer. I think your book is a film. I think others have probably told you that. What's your thought around what I just said, especially in the fact of the visioning process, letting go of the old identities and moving into the future?
Well, first, Ken, from your mouth to God's ears, I'm ready for that movie, for that film, whatever. I feel that that's in the future as well, and so I'm calling it in. But with that being said, this is a process, and I'm up for all of it. But it's my mission that is most important, and it's to make people feel less alone, to feel less alone in their pain, their trauma, and just identifying and understanding that. You know, trauma is trauma, pain is pain, and it doesn't matter where it comes from, it still feels the same. Our nervous system doesn't know the difference between running from a lion or being abandoned. So, our nervous system, when it is taxed the same way. And so I'm just here to be that I'm able to hold that space and that vision for you until
really
you can for
yourself.
That's really
interesting what you said about running from a lion or being alone. I want to tap a little bit more into that when we come back from the break. And I want you to connect the dots with that a little bit more. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Just sitting here feeling happy, feeling really connected to Martha. Martha Cartui is, we just talked about her new book that's out, and we're talking a little bit about this. I guess let's talk about fears. That's really what we're talking about. How do you connect, because the fear of, being alone, the fear of a lion attacking you, the fear of you not getting what you want, it's all fear-based. A lot of times that comes from trauma of the past. How do you connect all the dots to that when somebody comes to see you?
So you first have to go backward in order to go forward, right? You have to go back to be able to identify the root of where those fears started. If you don't address the root, it's just like putting a Band-Aid or taking a pill. It's only going to help superficially. It's not going to heal what it is that is really the root of cause of that fear. So you have to identify where that fear started and why is that fear magnified by wherever you are right now. And when you can do that, then you have something to build on. You have something to develop on. You have some way to be able to say, okay, I am safe now. I know that I am safe because of what? Because of where I am, because of the people around me, all the things that are different now than they were when you were in that fear space, right? But it's also rewiring your nervous system to understand that you're safe. It's about training your ego to tell your ego that you're safe, right? Because our ego just wants to keep us safe, wants to keep us protected, even if that means, but it also doesn't like change, right? So if it means staying status quo, that's what it's going to do, or that's what it's going to try to do. So it's about, doing the things that you need to in order to stay safe, but also to conquer the fear of saying, you know, that's not where I am anymore. That was who I was, but that's not who I am now. And how do I move forward now?
Yeah. How do I move forward now? You know, you were in a cult and you got that experience of, trauma, like you said, sexually, mentally, emotionally, physically, in all, pretty much across the board. A lot of people aren't in cults and they think, well, I wasn't there, but they're still, grew up in families that were dysfunctional, schools, institutional facilities that had people that were dysfunctional that taught them things that might not be right. So breaking those patterns, you had to break a lot of patterns. You had to, go in and break these patterns down. Where does a person start? Do we start looking at the mental level, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual? Where do people start to on this journey?
So for me, it was understanding the connection between the body, mind, and spirit. It's all connected, right? So for me, by addressing my physical issues, that led to the spiritual, that led to the internal, that led to the emotional, right? But I started from the physical because that was what was getting my attention at the time. One size, again, does not fit all. Some people start with the mind, being able to rewire their neural synapses or their neural pathways, or being able to really take confidence in learning who they are and what they believe when it comes to spirituality, what they believe when it comes to God, right? So everybody starts where it resonates with them. For me, it was a physical start because of what was happening in my life. And when I sit down with a client, that's one of the first things I say, okay, what's getting your attention right now? Why are you willing to talk to me now? What is it that's getting your attention? Because they're not going to come talk to me until something's getting their attention. So what's getting their attention? Is it because they don't have any money and they want more money? Is it because they have health issues? Is it because they are going through a divorce? Like, what's getting their attention now? And that's where we start.
Yeah, pain is a great motivator. So, if we're suffering, we're going through struggles in any area of life, what she's saying is that's your wake up call. That is what's asking you right now to pay attention. Yeah. And it's not asking you to go treat the symptom of it. It's asking you to get to the cause, take responsibility. You can heal just about anything in your life, anything. It's incredible. I can't tell you all the things that I've healed in my own life as a result of that one belief, I can heal anything. And there's another belief that I hold in myself. I'm strong. It sounds simple. Okay, but a lot of times when we get into habits or getting any patterns that we think we can't heal, if you really question what's underneath there's a belief that you can't do it, you're weak. So when you start to affirm your strength, you can start to move into those things. Now, my favorite website name of this year is Martha's website. I'm putting it on the screen, and it's the Let Glory, where is it? Let Glory Shine, Let Glory Shine. How does spirituality play in your life today, Martha?
So the short answer to that is my middle name is Glory, and that was actually given to me by Cultman, Martha Glory. And I didn't like my name for most of my life until the last about 10, 15 years, where I was like, no, damn it, I'm going to step into all God's created me to be. And I am God's glory. I get to shine. I get to be the light in the dark, dark places. And I, you know, I've done hard things and I've overcome really, really difficult things, and yet I shine. And so when I wrote this book and the pictures came out and that I created the cover, and I was like, this is God's glory shine. And I get to be part of that. So I'm going to let glory shine.
You know, the book is a glory going all in, glory going all in, and let the glory shine in your own life. This is really what we're talking about. So, by the way, again, you can get that book wherever books are sold. But if you want to connect to Martha, go over there to letgloryshine.com for my listening audience, letgloryshine.com, and you'll be able to connect with her. All righty. All right, Martha, if somebody is in a cult right now, you know, whether it's an identified cult or one they can't identify, what are some of the signs or symptoms that this is happening, and what do you suggest here?
So the biggest identifier is if you're being isolated away from your family or your friends, if you feel like you're being told to believe something and not allowing you to share that with your family or friends, if you are being manipulated in any way, if you are feeling forced or feeling like you're compromising your morals, your ethics, or your belief system and being controlled in that way, then you might be in a cult, right? Like, those are the biggest identifiers, is isolation, manipulation, and brainwashing. So if you are being made to doubt something that you feel is important to your belief system, your morals, your ethics, That's brainwashing. That's control. Or if you're being isolated from your family and friends, that's control. And those things seep in very slowly, because they generally start from a place of, oh, we just want to be community. We want to love you. We want to protect you. We want to keep you from people that are going to hurt you, when they're really just digging their claws in you. So those would be the three biggest identifiers for me.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That's great. How did you break free of the cult? How did you get out? What was your realization? What was the pain point that got you to the next level?
So I tell the whole story in my book, but the short answer to that is I did not have a big aha moment when I was in the cult. My big thing that said, no, it's time for me to leave, was I found out from the outside that my sister was pregnant. My younger sister is 18 months younger than me, and we were always very, very close growing up. And she was no longer part of the cult and hadn't been for many, many years. But I found out she was pregnant with her first child. And something snapped in me the day that I got that news. And I said, I can't let my sister go through a pregnancy without me. We had done everything growing up, and I was always the closest to her. So something happened inside of me that said, I have to get out of here, and I have to be able to go home to be with her while she's going through her pregnancy, because she didn't have my family. Most of them were still in the cult at that time. And so she didn't have my parents. She didn't have support. And I just knew that this is what I needed to do for her. So I wish that I had this big aha moment, but I didn't. It was,
you had the insight. A lot of people get insight. Oh, this is what I need to be there for my sister. I need to do something different here. Where did you find the courage then to move out of it? Because it took courage. You know, you have an insight, great, but now you got to step into courage.
Right. So the courage came from my connection to God and my faith, because I couldn't have done it on my own strength. It was terrifying. But also, a guardian angel was put in my way, and he helped me navigate the planning and, he actually gave me a getaway car. Like, the whole story is in my book, but there was a guardian angel put in my way. His name was Papa, and he was just an old man that loved a poor, innocent little girl that didn't know who she was. And he loved me through it. And he ended up being my big guardian angel.
Wow. So he was in the physical.
He was.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So, you know, it's not easy, but we can do it. I guess that's your message too, right? I
mean, we can do hard things. Yeah. We can do hard things.
Yeah. And, you know, going all in, it's, I'll share a real personal note real quick. I got a message when I was single for about 10 years, in and out of relationships. I had been married for 10 and single for about 10. And then, while I was through that path, I was, I always had one foot in and one foot out in these relationships, always looking outside. Oh, there's something better out there. And I got the message, kind of like your message, going all in. You know, God basically said, play full out with the next one I send you. And if you do, you'll find happiness. And I said, okay. And 2 weeks later, my wife, Judy, showed up and I played full out. We've been married 25 years now. But
I love that.
Going all in. I mean, God told me that. And, you know, there were times, you know, when I first got that, she'll tell you the story. When I first connected with her, after we started, we knew each other for a while before we got married. But when I first connected to her, I knew she was the one. And there was a time when the light bulb went on and I saw her. And then I didn't call her for a couple of weeks because I was afraid. And, but then I went, now God asked me to play full out. So I did, and boom, you know, asked her to marry me 30 days later. And, you know, we went on. So yeah, crazy. But that's what, you know, but that's it. This playing full out. You know, I think the biggest challenge, and you tell me if you think this is right or not. One of the biggest challenges we go through, in fact, I think the greatest success stopper in the world is doubt and uncertainty. When we are in doubt and we got one foot in, one out, you might as well live in hell, from my point of view. What say you?
Well, I've tried negotiating with God. As you know, when you got that message, I've gotten messages like that in the past, and I've tried negotiating with God because of my fears, because of my uncertainty, because I couldn't see the bigger path. I couldn't see, and I'm one of these people now, after all the things that I've survived, like, I want to see the path before I put my shoes on and start walking it, right? And God's like, no, that's not faith. And so for the longest time, I was like, I will walk if I can see where I'm going. And God's like, no. So I've had to learn that, no, it's okay to be uncomfortable, because when I'm uncomfortable, that means the best thing is getting ready to happen. The breakthrough is getting ready to happen. The big something is getting ready to happen. Because every time that God gets me to that edge where I'm super uncomfortable and I don't see the way and I don't see how this can get in, you know, this miracle can happen or whatever it is, that's when the breakthrough happens, is when I get really uncomfortable. So I've had to learn this the hard way through the school of hard knocks.
Well, here's how it works, my audience. Here's how it works. You get this little download, this insight. Oh yeah, I want to go do this. Okay. And you go and you get all excited. Oh yeah, I'm going to go buy a new house. I'm going to buy a new car. I'm going to, you know, start a business. Yeah, whatever it is. You get excited. And then you start taking the path down. And guess what? The doors start opening. People show up, places show up. And then comes the roadblock, right? Then something comes. This is the roadblock is really what you need to learn. That's all it is. It's like, well, oh, okay. And most the bigger the things that you want to manifest, one thing I've learned is most of the time it all looks like it's going to fall apart before it all comes together. And so you say, okay, this is all illusion. I'm learning. I'm growing. I don't know how this is going to work out. That's where the faith comes. But you keep taking steps in the direction of your dreams. And pretty soon, it's like magic, right? And sometimes it is. Yeah, it all comes together. People, places, things all come together. Yeah. Oh, man. Great conversation. You know, a lot of people are going through, since COVID, you know, I personally have lost a lot of people around me. People have died. They've moved to the next level, right? And I'm sure that's happening for a lot of people in this world. You know, there's a lot of people that are leaving the planet, you know, and that creates, you know, sadness and loss and trauma and drama for some. When that happens for people, what do you suggest?
So I love that you asked this question because it's so not anything to do with what we're talking about, but I love it so much. So I've learned this along my journey as well, is that the beings may be gone in the physical, but they're still with us. They're still with us in their energy. They're still with us in our memories. They're still with us anytime that we want to talk to them, talk to them. They can hear us. You can receive signs. You can receive their energy, their smell, whatever it is. They're always around us because we're all energy. We're all energetic beings floating around the planet. We're doing this physical, you know, human thing right now, but when we're done in the physical, we're still energy. We're still out there. We're still spirits. We're still souls. We're still, you know, we just moved to the next level. So I realized that, you know, there's always sadness when we lose somebody that we love in the physical. Like when Papa died, I was so sad. Or when my grandparents died or other people that have been close to me. But I still talk to them. I still feel them. I still smell them. I still go into places and think I hear them. Like, because we're still surrounded with the energy of and the essence of them. And we carry that around with us forever. And then we'll get to see them on the next plane when it's our time to go.
I love that. And I believe, you know, you're right. That was a question that kind of came out of the blue. So whoever you are out there in my audience, I think that was for you. And I hope you got your question answered. Well, we're out of time. This has been just brilliant. I love this interview. So thank you so much for being here, Martha. It's really a pleasure. And again, for those of you that would like to find her, go over to her website there at letgloryshine.com, letgloryshine.com. And I hope some of you will go, you know what? I got to get this book. I know I got to get this book. I love your book and I love what you're doing. Glory going in all, excuse me, Glory going all in. Glory going all in is the name of the book. Go get it today. Martha, thank you so much for being here. Any final thoughts?
No, thank you for allowing me on your platform and being able to share with your audience. It's always a pleasure anytime that I get to share. But my last thought is just, you're not alone. You're never alone. Somebody understands what you've been through. So just start the conversation.
You know, that reminds me of the Jewel song. Yeah, what's that song? If you could, if I had just one thing to tell you, that we're not alone. Yeah. Yeah, we're not alone. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for joining us today. You know, Heal It Show, like all of our shows, grow by by you saying yes to our subscription on YouTube so you get all of our shows. And also by sharing it with people that you care about, people that you love. That's how we all grow together. So I hope you'll share this show out to everybody you know. Thank you again for joining us.